All right, everybody, just getting this thing up and running right now, so. All right, I'm going to play some music right now to start off on the show, okay? All right, everybody. Good evening, everybody. Here it's Ben Yuko here with Zowan the Media Enterprises. I hope you all are having a great time. It is the celebration that we are all waiting for. Welcome. Welcome to the current event show special on this Wednesday night, October 4th, 2023. And I want to say this to everybody. I want to say a lot of folks out there, I really, really want to say, you know what? Thank you. To the Minnesota Twins. Thank you for the Minnesota Twins. I want to thank the Twins for this because we weren't going to be like one and done. We're actually going to get something and we're going to get some tangibles. And I told you. I told you what has to happen. I told you what it needs to go down. Now, during the late nights of the game. Hold on. It was actually something. Give me 1 second. And this is amazing to watch because it is a moment that we all remember. And this is going to be the big part of the top of the whole Twins organization. Folks, I told you we can do this. We believe. We can believe anything. We can believe anything that is so tangible and so marvelous and looking towards bettering ourselves as a team. Let me tell you something. We are a dominant force. And now we're going into the division series against Houston. We're going to do this at all. I know they're going to throw things at us. And that's already going to be, you're already expecting them to throw this stuff at us. For example, they're going to, yeah, because when you look at this thing, because now we get the game at Fox Sports. So Fox Sports is actually going to host this thing. There, you hear that? Fox Sports is going to be hosting our series, our division series. It's pretty funny. It's very, very funny that they're able to host this. That Fox Sports is going to be able to host this kind of guard for this division series. And they're going to be very, very biased towards Houston. Whether it's Fox Sports, whether it's MLB Network, Sports Illustrated. Because most of y'all had it all wrong. Y'all had it all wrong. Y'all had it all completely 100% wrong. Y'all had it completely 100% wrong. Y'all had it wrong in the first place. And that's what you're going to do. Because I know a lot of you are really hating. And I expected this to be us going to do anything about it. Here's one thing I'm going to say. What I really liked about this team. And actually two things. One is Royce Lewis's two home runs as a rookie. That's one. Two, the aggressive defense we played at the eighth inning. And if you add me a bonus, the real thing that actually inspired that team to actually be very, very talented, very, very talented, was really that made it all happen, is the fans. It's us, the fans. The real hardcore Twins fans. We did that. And one person, I was at a section today at the Twins game, and that was like, they said, and they, one of the people, these people are shaking their hand. The guy shook my hand. It was a couple people. It was a few people that shook my hand. They said, "Hey, you really got the fans up and running. You darn right I did. Because it's our time to shine. And I'm going to do it again. Because it's going to be time. It's going to be time for us to raise ourselves to the full top. Raise ourselves to be better people. Better champions. To know that we got things going for ourselves. Know that we're looking better. We're looking stronger. We're looking at the things that is looking better. And having the passion of what it takes to be a Twins fan. I know you all are hating right now. And I hope you are. I hope you are. So I hope those ones at Fox Sports, MLB Network, and I know who you are. I want you to keep hating. I want you to get madder. I want you to see if you think your Houston's gonna get up there. And I listen and dude, I know that guy you guys on that network that was trying to say, oh, Houston was gonna get you can go, that dude can go up there and run it. Even he worked for the organization, of course. You can go up there run your he can go run his damn mouth, and that's exactly what he's did. But you know what? The rest of that whole network, you asked for it. You asked for it now. You asked for it. You absolutely asked for it, and you asked for it. You want us to do this to you. You didn't want us to do this. Okay, you are going to want us to do this. That's what everyone's assuming that want this to happen. No, you assumed, you actually wanted us to do this. You wanted us to do this. You wanted us to insult us. And get the actual crap that y'all feel like, and you actually have nothing to stand fully tangible. But it's all crap. It's all crap anyway. I'm going to tell you something. We're going to watch the earth. We're going to listen to everything y'all have to say. We're going to watch all that film coming out of your mouth. You got to listen to that coming out of your mouth. I wish we get a bunch of Twins Bay OS group that have availability to take some time to go right down to Houston, because the more Houston Twins fans go down there, that they see Twins fans, the more advantage we'll get. And we'll stay, none of us are, including myself, going to stay here. We're going to watch these games. We're gonna watch them. I watch anywhere I need to be, home or anywhere. I got the apps and I'll watch that game. Because you better run. You better run now. Because running ain't going to be, no running here. In this team, never. You better stop. You better stop. Cause it's all you're gonna do. It's so electrifying that we made Target Field, and I have to say that. I don't care. The real fans are going to be watching. That's why. The people that are listening to this broadcast are the real fans. This is always the big thing about it. It's all grassroots. This isn't been done like, any mainstream media or anybody. This is actually people that have podcasts and shows like this that do baseball, that do some of us, and do some things like the current event show, the black, and then I have the black community tech professionals and entrepreneurs. I have the Black Tech Building Program, which I'm going to do a show Friday for. There's a reason why we have to have standable case and standable chance of winning that division series to go to the championship series. What I'm going to do this, I'm going to do, whoever announced that we're going to watch his pitches, I'm gonna break down all the game, what our strategy is going to be. But tonight I want us to celebrate, and then tomorrow we're gonna get rested up, focus. I'm going to study everything up, and we'll get to all. Then Saturday morning, I'll be back on Saturday morning just to break down whatever time the game is. Like, I got things to do. But it is one of the big things that kind of made us very, very shocking, and very much things that are really full of the top of everything. So for the Twins, it's such a very, very much important thing that I'm so dedicated to do this. And you know, this is the kind of thing that kind of breaks the camel's back. How many times did people insult us? How many times did people think that? I'm talking to y'all. And again, I'm talking to y'all. I'm talking to y'all. All you guys, all those Sports Illustrated, I'm talking to y'all. Fox Sports, I'm talking to y'all. I'm talking to y'all. Yeah, ESPN too. Yeah, we know what y'all. We know what y'all run your mouth for. Yeah, we know what y'all run your mouth. We're on you now. And you, most of your analysts predict, and you all have a right to opinions, and that's the same thing. But you were cheering to see another thing, a team that they tried to deal with, like one of them they want to see. And the reason they have to admit is Tampa Bay. How do you get all your hitters right-handers, and you didn't get no lefties on your roster, and you have one of the best records in baseball? You have one of the best records in baseball. Let's just look at the stand. One of the best records in baseball. Tampa Bay had a 99 winning streak record. You tell me that that's a record. That's something that you should be really proud of. Now, they shouldn't be proud of this. This is totally sick, man. And don't worry, Arizona's already taking good care of Milwaukee. Milwaukee just got whooped. Just got insulted. That's embarrassing. You had some really good. That's so embarrassing. And now they're about to say, it's gonna be Philly. It's gonna be Philly versus Atlanta. And they're about to see a working that needs to be done. But again, I'm just off a little bit here. Listen up, everybody. All you guys. I wanna say to all the Twins, the loyal fans, the loyal pages on Facebook, and all you in real life, I wanna all say thank you. Okay? I wanna say thank you for pushing this. Because I'm gonna tell you something, our message is really getting out there. I thought I wasn't going to be like a star of it, and I really don't want to be a star anyway, but I think our message has been being put out there. I got complimented by a group of other guys. So there was other guys that complimented me today when we won the whole series. There was a group of guys, people came up, shake my hand, and a lot of them shake my hand. a plenty of people shake my hand because you know I have impact and more of an impact than anything. It might not be just this podcast. It might not be this podcast of the show. I'm going to be honest with you. It's just not this part of the show. It really is the impact of what I do in real life. And that's what y'all need to understand. It's real life. And that's why I'm getting. And that's why I'm tapping in. Be honest, this is a real Bottoms Up Twins Media podcast. I've been grinding this out for 2 years when I built Zonely Media Enterprises. But I've been grinding and grinding and grinding and grinding to have this podcast, to have this show. It's to keep this show. To know I'm stronger. I'm actually better than. Because I know I can be accomplished and I can be well deserving and well intimidated and well all the stuff and things are going on. Also, I also want to say to all the people out here, as we get to the divisions, to the division series, I always want to say thank you to the Twins fans, because y'all did this. All the real Twins fans, y'all did this. Y'all pushing them. So now we can get Lewis healthy. We can try to get him at third. I don't know what's going to happen there. We got to rest up and see what happens. That's the people healthy. Then we have to get some some information about who Houston's going to pitch the first. Again, because that would be interesting to wait for their roster so we can take a look at what they got. I'm going to tell you something. Houston will be it. Now, they may give us at least 3-2 games, but I hope they give me 3-1 so we can beat them. Because I don't think now they wanted to come to Target Field. Because you thought that the first time we beat them, that series, the first time we actually insulted them, and insulting them by beating them in a good game. Because it was just giving 13 strikeouts to like someone like Sonny Gray. 13 strikeouts, right? That's what made people. So, yeah, this is going to be a little short. I just wanted to say thank you to the fans. Thank you. Thank you. And over the next few days, I will be watching the biases that Fox Sports is going to put out. And I'm going to come for you. Fox Sports, against all your predictions and see, you guys will all predict, oh, Houston's going to do good. Okay, you can say that. You can keep talking. Keep talking, because we're coming, and you might be baseball intellectually scared, because that's what you are. You're scared. MLB Network, Sports Illustrated, the Bleacher Report. Yeah, I know that y'all. I know who y'all are. Oh, the Atlantic. That's another paper. Because I tell you, this is grassroots. This is grassroots Twins baseball commentary journalism. That is exactly what this is about. This is real. And it's a black-owned space. It's a black-owned media. That's what it is. But it's all, okay. And that's what has to happen. So, like I said, I just wanted to say half congratulations. I'm gonna enjoy this night. I'm gonna enjoy this thing. Gonna watch all the BS biases that come out of these people's mouths, because they can keep running. They can please share their lives, because they can keep running their mouth. I love it when they run their mouth. They're not ready. You saw how Blue Jays weren't ready. This, you won't be ready when you come here. And you, I hope you're not ready when you want to play us here at Target Field, here or at your home place. Oh, you can bring all the fans you want. You can bring all the fans. I hope they. I want to sit them down because you see how Texas beat them. They had all their fans, and they got the beat, the spanking of their life. 2-0. Oh, come. You don't even have all the base runners. Oh, oh my goodness gracious. That's just completely embarrassing. So rest up, everybody. The Lactate Building Program is on Friday. I'll be making some other more adjustments and changes, okay? Due to the division series, okay? And other things like that, okay? So that's what I wanted to say. I want to say thank you very much. Thank you for the Twins. Twins baseball, be realistic. Because Twins baseball, because I'm the black voice of Twins baseball. I am the real commentator, the real person that actually can get build confidence in our Twins organization, even when they win or when they suck. Because it's time for confidence, okay? I'll see you, if I'm on, well, it doesn't matter. But see y'all Friday. See y'all Friday mostly on the Black Tech Building Program. All right. Thanks everybody. You have a great day. Let's sit down and celebrate. Let's go, Twins! All your sports media. Get scared. You will be scared. You're scared now. Get scared. And we're here. Okay? Good night.